talking to you, Mick.
G'day, guys. How are we?
Yeah, we're good. Judges found today that Asada acted lawfully. What does that mean going forward?
Yeah, well, as you said, the big story would have been if Heard had have got up. Of course, he's got this option to go to the High Court, which, you know, it's a possibility. And I think he certainly wouldn't take public perception into account making that decision. I think he's resigned to the fact that 95% of the people out there have had a gutful of him and of Essendon. So that's an option for him. But as you say, it's now over to the AFL Tribunal, which will hopefully give us a ruling before the start of the Premiership season in late March, hopefully. And we'll find out once and for all what really happened in 2012.
So is there a chance that players might be boycotting the NAB Challenge? We've read that today in your paper, I think.
Yeah, one of the issues that the players have got, and they're quite serious about, and I think that's a last resort for them to boycott or sit out of the NAB Cup. But they want to know, and I think there'll be a meeting next week between the AFL, ASADA and Essendon. It's just to clarify this provisional suspension situation. So those 34 players, of which 20 are still at Essendon, are suspended as we speak. Now, technically, that would mean they can't play in the NAB Cup or the Premiership season if it's unresolved. But what all the parties are looking for is a ruling next week to determine, and hopefully we get a commission ruling that says that they can play until this is resolved.
What about James Heard, Mick? Does today's decision by the Appeals Board, does that at all affect his position as head coach?
Not really. I mean, it's one less chance of survival, though, for him, because, as you said, he could have scuttled this whole thing today. His fate really rests, like the players, on this tribunal ruling, and so do probably the careers of several other people at Essendon. So it's really now, it was almost a free roll of the dice this for James Heard. It probably cost him 60 grand, maybe 100 grand to go. But whenever you go
Is
to
that all?
You have, yeah, probably in cost to a start. It was only a two-day hearing. It would cost him that again if he went to the High Court. The reason you wouldn't rule him out going to the High Court is, again, you know, if you've already spent 500-600 grand, you probably would spend another 100 for another roll of the dice.
Mick, we won't labour too much on the Essendon thing, if you don't mind.
You love it, Dwayne.
Good 4 or 5 minutes, that'll do us. Thanks for your time. We appreciate you joining us.
Good on you, guys.
Thanks, Mick.